Reconciliation with family disappointment. My brother Ronnie has mental and emotional handicaps. His behaviors are socially inappropriate. And as a child, and especially when I was in high school, I was very embarrassed about that. He's 6 years younger than I am, and so my senior year in high school, he was in junior high. I would hear stories about his behavior in junior high cafeteria, and I wouldn't know how to behave. I wouldn't know how to react to that. It was so embarrassing for me as a high school student. The characteristics of his behavior are that he is extremely competent with numbers. I remember going to a baseball game with him a few years ago, watching the St. Louis Cardinals. We sat out in our seats and I ordered a program. Before I got the program, Ronnie was quoting to me all of the batting averages of the starting players. He was quoting the pitching averages and the average of the relief pitcher. He knew all the numbers before ever having gotten the program. And today he is incredible. Whenever I want to know a birthday, I call Ronnie and ask, what's the birth date of so-and-so and so-and-so? And he always has that on the tip of his tongue. Growing up, Ronnie did not get the kind of attention and the kind of medical care that would be appropriate for a person with his inabilities. I can remember also my mother taking him to a psychologist. The first session with the psychologist, he spent the whole hour with Ronnie. At the end of the session, he told my mother, he said, "Now next week when you come back, I need to spend the time with you." She never went back. She was embarrassed. She told me, she said, "I'm not the problem, he's the problem, and the psychologist doesn't need to spend time with me." Well, my mother and father were not highly educated, and they did the best they could, and I realize that now, but their abilities to deal with my brother was pretty limited. And in fact, for years, I had a resentment and I was angry because they didn't do a better job of handling that when Ronnie was young. I was into blaming, and all that did was exacerbate my feelings towards him and my feelings towards his inabilities and his handicap. He has, over the past several years, gotten into some fairly significant financial difficulty that I've had to help him recover from. In the first instance, I was very angry at him and treated him with a lot of disrespect. Frankly, I just wasn't very nice to him because I had this pent-up fear that someday I was going to have to support him because he was misusing credit cards. The second instance of his having a financial crisis came just last year. And the difference between the first instance and the second instance is significant in that during the interim period of time, I was able to accept Ronnie for who he is and what he is and realize that he's working with limited capabilities and that my happiness and my serenity depends on my accepting him for who he is and where he is.